If you're a manual therapist, a manual therapy student, or someone that wants to contribute to a great cause, you're going to want to listen to this episode of the Calmcast. Therapist practicing 45 minutes outside of Toronto, Ontario, and Canada. And welcome to the Calmcast, a podcast where we discuss all things health, wellness, and fitness in an attempt to better understand the human body. This is episode number 50. Hopefully the quality on this episode is sounding a little bit better. Just recently updated my audio interface to improve the quality of the podcast. And so I hope that things sound a little bit more crisp and a little bit cleaner in the audio quality moving forward. Speaking as well of moving forward in future episodes, last week in my New Year's resolution episode, I talked about wanting to interview a few more guests this year. I have put that process in place and expect to have guests coming on in the upcoming weeks or months. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. Now, for today's episode, I want to talk about something that I'm really, really excited about and have been working on for the last 6 to 8 weeks now. With the pandemic, one of the things that was really challenging is for people to get really good education in the field of manual therapy. A lot of people are missing the in-person or live courses, and people want to get out and they still want to learn. And the other thing that the pandemic has brought about is it certainly left a lot of people in need for a number of different things. People are struggling in their businesses. People are struggling in their personal lives, both in their social relationships and their finances. So as a result of that, and the platform that I've been able to create through the podcast, I wanted to try and put on a charity event that met both of those needs. So the needs of providing good quality education, as well as contributing to one of the many great causes that are currently out there. And so in partnership with Mark and Amanda from the podcast Two RMTs, or Two Massage Therapists and a Microphone, who are good friends of mine, the three of us got together and decided that we wanted to put on a charitable virtual educational conference for those people that are in the manual therapy industry. They're in or going into the manual therapy industry, their students, as well as just raise awareness for the cause that we're going to be contributing to. In the event that you aren't in the manual therapy industry, but you want to contribute to the cause because you like what we're doing, that's also really, really appreciated. And so that's what we were able to do. So I'm really, really excited to announce the conference that I've been working on with Mark and Amanda. It's called the B Cubed Conference, Developing Your Brain, Brand, and Business. And it is going to be taking place on March the 27th, which is a Saturday, and March the 28th, which is a Sunday of 2021. So in roughly around 2.5 months. And the purpose of the conference is to raise funds for Canada's Food Bank. As I mentioned, as a result of the pandemic, there are plenty of people that are in a difficult situation. And for this reason, we have chosen Canada's Food Bank. People are always in need of food, and the food banks themselves are quite low right now with the pandemic. So that is going to be the cause that we are going to be contributing all of the funds. Mark, Amanda, and I aren't taking any profit from this conference. We are going to be the organizers and the hosts. We are not presenting, and we're really, really looking forward to this great weekend of education. So how much is it going to cost? The conference is $20. We chose a fee that we felt like the majority of people could afford, and we took into account the fact that people are going through hard times. So it is a $20 minimum donation. If you decide that you want to donate more, there is an opportunity to donate more at the cart or the checkout. And our goal is to really combine our networks and raise as much money for Canada's food bank as possible through this event. So we certainly wouldn't say no to a larger donation. The event will be held live on Zoom digitally on the 27th and 28th. However, if you can't attend that date, we're also going to be offering a playback for those people that aren't available on that weekend for the same fee of $20. Now, the other thing about this conference is we have gotten some of the most well-recognized speakers in the manual therapy industry to agree to join us in this conference, and we are overwhelmingly humbled by the fact that everybody immediately said yes. There was no one that really had to second guess. They recognized what we were doing and the cause that we were contributing to, and were very, very interested. So we are very, very thankful to have our great lineup of speakers. And what I want to do is just outline the conference both days on the Saturday and the Sunday and some of the speakers that you're going to be getting for that $20 fee. So we've decided to start Saturday's conference at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this allows us to get some of our friends on the west coast of the continent, as well as those people that might be joining us internationally, to have everybody attend on the live feed as much as possible. So at 10 a.m. on Saturday the 27th, we're going to kick off the conference with Walt Fritz. Walt is a physical therapist from New York, and Walt has been an educator in the massage therapy field since the mid-90s. And Walt started teaching techniques of myofascial release, and what he soon discovered is there was more to the technique of myofascial release than just the technique itself. So he has updated his teaching model to be a little bit more multifactorial and lies on teaching a biopsychosocial influence or approach to manual therapy. And I may have mentioned it brief, the biopsychosocial approach, on the podcast before, and I will be doing an episode on that entire subject coming up this year. But the biopsychosocial approach is taking all of the different elements of pain and injury, biology, psychology, and social factors, and molding them into one which allows the patient to be sought as very individually rather than from a more patho-anatomical approach or just looking at the injury in general, ignoring all of the other stress factors that are involved in an injury, things like psychology and social setting and beliefs and expectations of the patient. So we are really, really looking forward to having Walt. Walt teaches internationally to massage therapists, physical therapists, speech language pathologists all over the world, and a very, very dynamic speaker. So we are very, very lucky to be kicking off the conference with Walt's presentation, which is titled Shared Decision Making in the Therapeutic Setting. And this seminar is going to be surrounding building knowledge and deeper understanding with the goal of empowering patients in a shared decision-making process. Now, this is going to be done from a evidence-based perspective. So, a really great way to kick off the conference with Walt. Next in the morning on the Saturday, starting at 11:30, we're going to be having Dylan Crake finish off the morning. Now, Dylan is a newer massage therapist. She's been practicing for about a year, but she's been a registered kinesiologist for quite a few years, having graduated with a master's in kinesiology from the University of Guelph. One of the things that Dylan is really, really great at is she's great at being present on social media and engaging her patients and her audience through social media and different means of social platforms. Dylan's presentation is going to be on taking risks and finding opportunities as a dual registered healthcare practitioner. And so you're going to be learning tools if you're a student and you already have an additional healthcare background, how to leverage that in your business and networking. Or really, if you're just a business person or an entrepreneur that wants to learn how to leverage yourself on social media and take risks and allow those risks to develop into opportunities, Dylan is a very dynamic speaker, and she's going to be offering a great perspective on how to build your brand and your business. So very much looking forward to having Dylan on the conference, and again, very humbled by the fact that she was willing to come and offer her expertise. Finishing off the morning's presentations at around 1 p.m., we're going to be inviting both Walt and Dylan, along with myself, Amanda, and Mark, to do a roundtable discussion. And this is going to be giving the people that are attending an opportunity to ask any questions about the manual therapy industry from a business perspective, technique perspective, rehabilitation perspective, and just offer a very informal roundtable discussion with the five of us. We'll be able to contribute to the conversation and hopefully bring our experiences from our careers into the conference and offer a little bit more value in an informal way. After the 1 o'clock session, we're going to begin the afternoon with Tara Nicole, who is a osteopath. And Tara's been in the health, wellness, fitness industry for over 30 years. And she is a manual osteopathic practitioner with a specialty in pelvic floor health and pelvic floor work. Now, she has taught all over the world. She's been an educator in Africa, educating midwives and physical therapists on pelvic floor health. She's a trauma-informed yoga instructor and has a breadth of knowledge in the topic of pelvic floor health. So Tara's presentation is going to be on the pelvic floor and the missing link to explain low back pain. She's going to be looking at the prevalence of pelvic floor dysfunction in women and how that may contribute to low back pain. She's also going to be addressing it from a male's perspective and looking at the pelvic floor in both males and females. So this is a very hot button topic right now in all of manual therapy as the research starts to come out on this particular topic. So we're looking forward to having Tara at 2 p.m. on the Saturday offering her expertise on pelvic floor health. After Tara, we're going to be ending the Saturday with the one and only Whitney Lowe. And Whitney Lowe has been practicing in the field of massage therapy for a very, very long time. He has contributed to this field in so many valuable ways that we could spend an entire 2 days listening to Whitney speak on this field. Whitney is a massage therapist in the United States. He is going to be presenting on What's True and Why Does It Matter is the name of his session at the 3:30 time slot. He's going to be looking at current research findings that have started to prompt a shift in the paradigm of manual therapy, and in particular outlining things like how current pain science is starting to change the approach, what is the role of soft tissue in manual therapy, and what is happening physiologically when we are treating tissue. So this is going to be exploring massage therapy in a much broader sense, trying to grab from all of the available evidence and helping us to try and reframe some of the concepts that we're explaining. So we are very, very excited to have Whitney as part of the conference. Again, very humbled by the fact that he said yes very, very quickly when he heard about the cause that we were contributing to. After Whitney's presentation, Mark, Amanda, Whitney, and Tara are going to finish off the Saturday with another roundtable discussion on their topics informally, as well as anything else to do with business and entrepreneurship. And that will conclude our day one. So we're going to have 2 roundtable discussions and 4 presenters. On the Sunday, we're going to continue on from where we left off, and we're starting the Sunday a little bit later in the day. We're going to be starting at noon, and our first presenter of the day is my good friend Robert Libby. Robert is a massage therapist from the West Coast of Canada. Robert is the author of Ligament Pain Referral Patterns, or the Ligament Pain Referral Patterns textbook, and founder of Ligamentous Articular Strain Technique, a gentle technique that is addressing the soft tissue and joints of the body from, again, a more evidence-based or a biopsychosocial perspective. Robert's presentation is going to be on ligamentous articular strain techniques for the shoulder. So for any of you manual therapists out there, shoulder pain is something that you're seeing in your patients every day. Even if you have an interest in shoulder health and you're not a manual therapist, this presentation might be of value to you. So Robert will be giving a basic review of shoulder anatomy and neurology. He'll be overviewing some of the pain referral patterns of the ligaments in the area, reviewing basic pain science, and then giving an outline of some of the techniques that he has found value in within his practice. And Robert's been practicing for quite some time now, so there's going to definitely be a lot to take away from Robert's presentation. Following Robert at 1:30 on Sunday, we have another West Coast massage therapist, Eric Purvis. And Eric's specialty is in clinical pain science for massage therapists, in particular looking at chronic or persistent pain in patients and how massage therapists or manual therapists can help navigate this particular complicated experience with the people that they are treating. Eric has presented at a number of research conferences internationally. He has contributed to a number of online publications and massage therapy journals, and we are very, very lucky to have somebody, again, of his caliber presenting at the conference in the 1:30 time slot on the Sunday. Now, finishing up the day on the Sunday, we have another, again, I keep saying this, another very well-known and respected massage therapist in the field. And the conference will be concluding with Michelle Francis Smith, both a massage therapist and a doula. She has been practicing massage therapy since 2001 and has a specialty in perinatal care. So pregnant patient, the postpartum patient, and her presentation is titled, "What Do All Pregnant and Postpartum Patients Need from Their Massage Therapist, COVID-19 Edition?" So she's going to be talking about perinatal care and in particular perinatal care through this pandemic that we're dealing with. And for anyone that's listening that's involved in perinatal care as a manual therapist, there's going to be plenty from Michelle that you can take away from this. She is very well recognized internationally as this is her niche and this is her area of expertise. She's done plenty of teaching, again, plenty of contribution to a number of different conferences over the years, articles, blogs, and what a way to end off our two-day conference. From there, at 4:30 on Sunday, we're going to be hosting a final roundtable with the presenters from Sunday, where, again, we're going to informally discuss with the attendees any further questions they have, and then close up the conference. So it is going to be quite the 2 days. Again, if you are in the manual therapy industry, a student, this is not something that you're going to want to miss, to pay $20 to see seven really, really well-known presenters that would each garner hundreds of dollars for their own presentations in a 1 or 2 day course is really, really amazing. And again, we're very, very humbled that they agreed to attend. We aren't stopping there at the conference. We've also been able to organize a number of sponsors, and they're going to be giving away a number of different prizes, a number of different opportunities, and I'm not going to be releasing the specifics on who is sponsoring the conference. That's something that you'll find out a little bit later, but all in all, for $20, not only are you going to get some great education, but there's an opportunity to win prizes from a number of our sponsors that have so generously donated to the conference. So now, I know all of you want to know, where do you register? We have opened the registration cart, and you can register for the B3 conference or the B-Cube conference at www.coneditinstitute.com/B3conference. And again, if you're unable to attend the live event, we're going to be offering the playback. And if you're not a manual therapist, but you just want to contribute to the cause and you like what we're doing, then we're not going to say no. Certainly, we'll have that donate button there, and all donations are welcome. As I said, all of the proceeds are going to be going to Food Banks Canada. We're really, really excited. We hope that we're going to get our community of manual therapists to come together and really help donate for those people that are in need, more so than ever right now based on everything that's going on in the world. If you have any questions about the conference, feel free to reach out to me. You can either reach out to me in the comments section or reach out to me privately through direct message, and I'm happy to answer any questions or concerns that you have. And we really hope to see you there. This is going to be a really, really great event, a really great learning opportunity. And again, couldn't be more humbled by the fact that we have been able to get so many great presenters to come in and contribute to this cause. So I think that's it for today, folks. Hopefully you've got some value. Hopefully you've got excited about this opportunity on the 27th and 28th, because I sure know that I am. Have a great weekend, and we will see you in the next one.